Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from August 31, 2020 to September 4, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On August 31, here were the news. Russia's crypto mining farms would have to report to the government under proposed bill. Signature Bank gave dozens more PPP loans to crypto firms than previously reported. Meet Taurus, the one-click blockchain wallet trying to make Web3 as easy as Chrome. Huobi and OKEx battle for supremacy in China. On September 1, here were the news. CoinShares adds on-demand audit reports for its exchange-traded products. How the Bitcoin blockchain is being used to safeguard nuclear power stations. Government of Bermuda pilots stimulus token in response to COVID-19 crisis. You think crypto isn't ready to be money? Consider the coin shortage. On September 2, here were the news. The Tapskits take their Blockchain Research Institute into Europe. Coinberry Crypto Exchange gets OSC nod. Lloyd's cover as Canada's post-Quadriga rules tighten. FATF compliance effort adds Huobi, Bitfinex and Tether to governance task force. DeFi flippening comes to exchanges as Uniswap topples Coinbase in trading volume. On September 3, here were the news. Crypto Valley residents can now pay taxes in Bitcoin. Russian ministry proposes to amend law banning crypto transactions. Scam warning as Colombia's president endorses Bitcoin era. The Bank of England governor dismissed Bitcoin as a means of payment. New crypto derivatives let you bet on or against Tether's solvency. On September 4, here were the news. Revealed, how North Korean hackers launder stolen crypto. Bitcoin market index back to fear on 91st anniversary of 1929 crash. Bitcoin may sustain $10,000 as gold nears inflection point versus stocks. Don't panic. Smart money whales are waiting to buy Bitcoin at $8,800. Votes calls for restrictions on independent cybersecurity research in Supreme Court brief. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.